Pages from the Past. Do you know what makes me feel disabled? I have cerebral palsy and can't leave my wheelchair, but that doesn't mean that I feel handicapped, only that I need your understanding. Let's get the facts straight. For a start, I'm not sick, and I definitely don't think I'm suffering. In fact, I'm glad I'm me and not someone else. Oh yes, sometimes I do wish I could run and jump and dance, but it's not the end of the world if I don't. Besides, there are too many things I can do to worry about the few things I can't. Unless you know me well, my speech is hard to understand, my tongue and mouth won't take the shapes to make the sounds you know, and typing out my thoughts on paper while you wait takes concentration, effort and time, just to raise my arm and aim my fingers at the key to punch the letters out. Yet all my words and all that effort doesn't add up to what I call communication. For me, communication is more than that. It's you seeing me the way I know myself to be. I am myself, a total me, and when the secret's shared, it's twice as joyful. I've grown up in a world that finds me a puzzle. But it's not my disability that makes me feel handicapped. It's the people out there who don't understand. I can deal with a wheelchair that breaks down, and I can laugh at myself when the spoonful of coffee misses the cup. But I can't always hold back my tears when people let me down. That's my disability. That's when it hurts the most. And this was taken with permission from The Grapevine, issue 2 in 1994. And there's a photo from the front of The Grapevine then, with three children on.